from KQED.
Now to a high school in Fremont, where students are sending messages of hope and solidarity to migrant children who cross the U.S.-Mexico border on their own. More than 11,000 of these unaccompanied minors are now being held for months in government-run shelters. KQED's Farida Jabala-Romero brings us this story.
Corina Silvestro is a student at Washington High School. She likes taking an art class here called Digital Imaging.
It's really fun and relaxed, and we do a lot of projects.
For a recent project, Silvestro and some of her classmates designed postcards for unaccompanied minors in government-run shelters. She took black and white photos of a friend and her holding hands.
To use that symbolism of hands as unity.
And worked in a computer program to add a swirling texture, kind of like a Van Gogh painting. Then she added phrases in Spanish.
One of them says, ustedes bienvenido aquí, which means you're welcome here. And another one says, estoy contigo, which means I am with you.
As she designed her postcards, she tried to put herself in the shoes of those migrant kids who are on their own.
And if maybe I didn't have people around me that I was familiar with and it was a very, you know, scary, intense situation, I was thinking, you know, maybe what's something that I would like to receive or like something I could keep close to me.
At the digital imaging classroom, teacher Barbara Boisevain works with dozens of students creating designs on computers.
There it is.
Do I put it there or do I just leave it?
So you can format.
When Boisevain came up with the postcard project, she was inspired by a 2015 exhibit at Alcatraz by the Chinese artist Ai Weiwei, who was under house arrest at the time. Visitors to the exhibit could write postcards to political prisoners around the world.
Yeah, it was just a beautiful experience to be able to communicate with somebody who is in solitary confinement or, you know, they're cut off from their community, from their family.
It wasn't until last year that Boisevain read a book that said some of the prisoners they wrote to had been released.
Prisons around the world that are holding, you know, different human rights activists, they were inundated with these postcards.
She felt they had impact, and she knew she had to try something like this with her students.
You know, I always want them to think of art as a very powerful tool in the world, and this is such a great example.
To help write the messages, Boisevain also brought in students in a Spanish class.
It's in Spanish. I wrote, hola, yo sé que ahorita las cosas no se ven bien, pero no se preocupen.
Hetza Jimenez is 15. She says she wants those kids to know they're not alone.
And I think they're really brave and strong to like be there by themselves and keep going.
Her classmate Kenneth Alvarado has another message. You'll get through this.
Just to give them like hope, like, you know, like, oh, maybe I can get out and maybe join a club one day, you know, or be in school or make some friends, like, you know, just to like remind them that this isn't the whole world, like, you know, like this little cage isn't everything.
So far, the students have written about 300 postcards. They're planning to send them to shelters for unaccompanied minors in California and Texas. I'm Farida Jabala Romero, KQED News.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.